This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Now Voyager is the fourth album by Greenville-based composer Melissa Darrow Engelman. Melissa takes listeners on a musical expedition with compositions that include In Neptune's Shadow and Jupiter's Moons. Outside her work as a composer, Melissa also had a long career working as a professor of special education, specializing in deafblind services at East Carolina University. It's a field where creative problem solving is critical and certainly employed in her composition as well. Melissa Darrow Engelman joins me in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us how long, when did you get started in music? Did you play an instrument growing up?
Yes, I started about 4 years old. Piano lessons and guitar lessons later, and everybody in my family was musical. We did a lot of singing together.
Did you write music early on?
I made up songs, you know. They were not very eloquent, but they were, yeah. No, I always liked doing it.
You like doing it. I mean, it's a thing to be able to actually think about a tune and have it hold together. So you started doing that as a youngster, but you didn't pursue that. You didn't pursue composition.
I went to college and I did do a bachelor's in theory and composition, and it was wonderful, and I loved it. But I got out and I was 22. And taught some lessons for a while and played in a couple clubs. And, you know, the work was so hand to mouth. And I wasn't comfortable with that. Yeah. So I just started thinking about what other things I might be interested in doing or be good at. How can I contribute to society?
Well, that's when you decided to teach, right?
Right. So, yeah, I went into special education, and it was pretty new at that time because the law was just passed maybe 5-7 years maybe before I started. So we were really having to step up and be pioneers, and I liked that.
And you were working with blind deaf students?
Uh-huh. I did that later in my career, but yeah.
Went back, though, and then got a master's certificate in composition at the Berklee School of Music in Boston, right?
Yes, I did that just a few years ago.
So what drove you back? What made you decide that it's time to pick up music again?
Well, I always wanted to do it, and I knew it was a dream, you know, someday I'm going to go back and I'm going to pursue this. And one day it was that day. Yeah. And I just said, this is it if I'm ever going to do this.
And you did it, and you've done it a couple of times. And your latest composition in your latest album is Now Voyager. Tell us about how that came together.
The CD?
Yeah, the CD.
I spent a lot of time just writing drafts the first year and studying and doing things for class when I was doing the certificate. And once I got out, I mean, we had to turn in one thing a week. So I was working very quickly. And when I got out, then I felt like, oh, I have freedom. I can go back. I can finish everything. I can rearrange the things I don't like. And it was a real luxury to then be able to do that. So I just kept working at it, and they just all came out with a certain kind of feel, and so I ended up grouping them
together. That's interesting. So in other words, there is assignments. You may not have heard them as a piece or something that held together, but came together for you later.
Right.
Well, tell us about it. I want to play one, a clip anyway, from The River, which is part of this CD, and maybe you can set it up for us a little bit, and we're just going to play a section of it.
Okay. It starts out very slowly. If you can envision going into a river, maybe in a kayak or a boat, and it's very quiet and everything's very calm. And then it gets a little bit more exciting and a little bit more exciting. And then suddenly it's, you know, you're in the rapids and then it calms down again and you get out. So this is just, I think I put the clip just before it starts to get exciting.
Okay. We'll take your word for it, but
okay.
Let's listen.
Thank you.
Here's a little bit of The River from composer Melissa Darrow Engelman's new album, Now Voyager. She is my guest on The State of Things. So for a piece like that, are you imagining what you described to us, that river, and then writing music? Or what's the relationship between the kind of literal context that you described and that abstract, wonderful music we just heard?
Oh, that's really hard. Let's see.
Make something up.
Okay, I'll make something up. Good. Good idea. It's kind of an intuitive process for me. I have an overarching idea that this is going to be, you know, slow starting and slow ending, and it's going to get big in the middle. But then,
all the choices, too, when you think about what a composer is thinking about. I mean, there's the way to arrange this. Do I want a viola? Do I want a bass? Do I need a cello? Where does the percussion come in? You've got a lot of choices to make. Do you hear the arrangement first, or do you plot it out and then arrange it later?
It goes as I'm going along. I'll just think, oh, I need a little French horn here, or I need a little of this, and that would be just right. And then I try it. So.
Well, let's hear another track. I want to hear that this is from Neptune's Shadow. Let's listen to it first, then we'll talk about it afterward. There's a little bit of In Neptune's Shadow from composer Melissa Darrow Engelman's new album, Now Voyager. She's my guest today on The State of Things. We talked about studying music composition at Mills College, and I wonder, what were your influences at the time and your impulses about composition back in the 1980s when you first studied?
Well, it was an interesting time in music because historically, composers, you know, they build on whatever has come before them, so you study a lot of music history. And what had come before me was a lot of atonal music, a lot of 12-tone, if you've heard Schoenberg or Alvin Berg, people like that. And then there was a lot of experimental stuff going on. Steve Reich with his tape loops and
John Cage
yeah. with his, 13 minutes of silence.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
As you can tell from hearing my music, I just wasn't in that world. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting because the theory and composition teacher I had was more of my mind. So, mm-hmm. And then we had Terry Riley, who was, his big thing was Indian Raga music. And Lou Harrison was there for a while, who's a wonderful composer and works a lot with different percussion instruments. So I really got a lot of wonderful instruction from a lot of different directions, and I was able to, you know, just go in and kind of try to learn everything I could from them.
Sufi music was also played a role in your, influenced you, right?
Yes, the Sufi, the composition teacher I had was a Sufi, and he directed the Sufi choir in San Francisco, so he would compose things for them. One of the things he would do is... you know, we would be in a class and he would say, okay, well, I'm just going to show you this progression or something. And he'd sit down and we would all just be in a trance because his improvisations were just so beautiful and you just kind of float off and dream. And I think that influenced me a lot.
It really is powerful stuff. I mean, Indian classical music certainly is an enormously complex composition with plenty of room for improvisation. So if those are your teachers, you've got a really broad palette to work from and kind of create out of. And yet it doesn't sound anything. I mean, I don't hear, you know, the influences of the East in there. So in what way does that get translated into a very Western sound that you have in your music? How do you translate that kind of instruction?
I think it comes out sometimes more than others. In the clip Ariel's song, I don't think that's one we're going to play today, but I use a lot of tabla and
a pitched drum, which is kind of a fascinating instrument.
Oh, yeah. I love tabla. the stringed instruments are also Indian. So it, you know, it's got that flavor under kind of a more Western layer.
Well, let's hear. I tell you what, how about if we play a little bit of Jupiter's Moons and we'll talk a little bit about that. Just a little bit of Jupiter's Moons, composed by Melissa Darrow Engelman, my guest today on The State of Things. Her new album is called Now Voyager. Did you conceive each of these as its own, as a separate song?
Yes, I did. This one came way before the other two planet clips. And it started as a guitar trio, and it just wasn't working, and it wasn't working, and finally, but I liked it, but I, you know, it just... It didn't sound great on guitar, so
was the it part of it? Was it the melody line? Because so much of what I love about that are the variations. I'm plunking along, and then you take me on a little river ride, and there's a nice kind of a wave effect, and then there's a raindrop effect, and you're mixing those. Mm-hmm. That's something I could have liked without even naming the melody. And I wonder which was it that you identified.
Yeah, it's what one of my teachers used to call ear candy. He said first you put the bones in and you get it all straight, and then you add the ear candy. But for me in this one, that was the most fun part, was adding all the embellishments and kind of trying to change from one feel to another smoothly.
Yeah,
and keeping it kind of exciting, but also soothing almost.
Can you, it does all that, but can you go back in after you've sort of gotten a rough draft and stick them in the middle, or do you have to do that on the fly? Because it does seem to me that you're really changing a lot, and so that little change in the middle could really upset everything if you thought you were finished.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to know when you're finished, as with anything. Yeah. I have a great sounding board, and my husband, I'll play something for him, and he'll say, okay, don't work on that anymore.
So what about
that's
the
really helpful.
I'm assuming that we have not hired a bunch of musicians to do this right away, although the music is certainly worthy of all of that. How do you get this stuff to sound like what's on the album? Who do we hear on the album, or what do we hear on the album?
What you're hearing is I put the lines into samplers, and I use, so it is actually humans, but it's samples of humans doing whatever they're doing. And so I can construct it any way I want, and I have an immediate, they're right there. They're always in tune, and everything is always precise.
Yeah, but it means you have to know not only the music, but also the technology. And so it's a lot to deal with all at once. I mean, there's a lot going on there. It's beautiful stuff, and I'm so happy you spent your time with us today. From all the way from Greenville, Melissa Darrow Engelman, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was wonderful.
Her new record is called Now Voyager, and you can find out more about the album and our show at our website, stateofthings.org. Produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Jennifer Brooklyn, Robert Kinlaw, Angie Perrin. Robin Copley is our technical director. North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Once again, Melissa Darrow Engelman.